Hi, Reggie. Reggie, my name is Paul. Of course, it's my job to get you the details of the service, find the best package for the needs of your business, and make it as affordable for you as I can. Now, I know that Drew does a pretty good job of outlining the basics of our service. Did you have any questions for me at this point, other than the price itself?
Like I told him, man, I done dealt with like 15 companies with the same type of issue. My issue with Google right now is getting verified with Google.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could just get verified and pay Google. So what's the point?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's not a point. We can let the call go right now, but I could actually tell you how it would benefit your business if you'd like to hear it.
Yeah, go ahead.
I know you're a smart man, you're a business owner, but you don't know the ins and outs of search engine optimization. I would venture to say you haven't spent 20 years in the industry like we have. I would guess that you're not a Google partner. And if
I would say
you're thinking that getting your business verified is challenging, getting it on the first page is a completely different ballgame, sir. You're working on basically a digital business card. And you're having issues getting that done. And that's not your fault. Google's made the process of getting PIN verified more challenging than it ever was, and it never was easy. Businesses can do it on their own. It's not an easy process. But then what you have is a listing on Google for someone to Google your company and find them. You'd have a business card. If someone knew the name of your business and put it in on their phone or their computer, then it would pop up. Your website would be attached to it. Now, our service is completely different than just getting you PIN verified. And I'm not saying that you should do Google Ads, but yeah, you can do AdWords. You can pay for ads yourself. That's the reason Google started the partnership program, because when business owners try to do it themselves, they don't get the best return on investment. They don't keep the service long term. But you can do it yourself. Mm-hmm. I don't want to waste your time. You can do it all yourself. You can pay for Google Ads, and if you don't get the return on investment, you get frustrated, you stop using the service. You can try to get PIN verified, and eventually you might. And then someone who knows the name of your company can find it by typing it in. But this service, what we're offering is first page placement, search engine optimization to make sure that your business, first of all, is verified and recognized by Google, but that it's also on the first page for the keywords related to your services. So someone who doesn't even know the name of your company but is in your service area and looks for someone who does what you do, then you'll be on that first page. It takes a lot more than verifying your business to be recognized as a top option when someone searches for your services, but that's how most people search. They don't know who to call, so they type in a couple of keywords, and 9 times out of 10, they call and hire one of the companies that they see on the first page of that result. So that's the service that we offer. Of course, it includes getting you verified. That's just the first step in the process. I don't think you necessarily need to do Google Ads. I would recommend Facebook Ads. They're a lot more affordable. Google Ads are $10 or $15 per click, and the minimum required ad spend is $300 a month. But you're going 40 miles, you know, residential, commercial clients. I think you'd benefit with Facebook ads. Now, our service is offered on a month-to-month basis. You qualify for reduced pricing, meaning that you're still fairly new. You do already have a website, so I'm considering that as well. You'd be looking at a flat rate of $249.00 on a month-to-month basis. Now, like I said, we've been doing this since 2004. We'll celebrate our 20th anniversary later on this year. We've been part of that Google partnership program as long as it's been in existence, which is about 9 years now. So it's a position that we will fill today. You're the first one that Drew sent over to me. I've got 3 other mapping coordinators that are also assigned to this particular listing. So they're calling through the area a list of pre-qualified candidates. Businesses that are obviously in the same service area providing the service have some type of online presence. No bad reviews. That's why we reached out to you. And Drew is recommending your company. Is this something you might want for your business at this point, being that it's month to month?
Can you hear me, bro?
I can hear you.
Okay. Your name is Paul, right?
Correct.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Paul. What's the name of your company again, bro?
So let me do this. I'm going to send it out to you. The name of the company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. Now, we're not Google. If anyone ever calls you and tells you they are Google, they're telling stories. You said you've gotten these types of phone calls. Maybe you've gotten someone who said that they're Google. Google does reach out to businesses for this type of thing, but it has to be 100 locations or more. So for anything less than 100 locations, it falls under the responsibility of the partnership program. Like I said, we've been part of that partnership program from the very beginning. I did send you a link to the pricing page. It's an SMS message, but it works just like a text. So it's localsplash.com/SEO-packages. At the very top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you maybe able to see that?
Where did you send it to, Paul?
I sent it as a text message to the number that we're speaking on.
Send it to another number, because that number is not going to come as a text message.
Okay, so what is the one you want me to send it to? I'll update our system.
460.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tripping. I'm long night. 202-460-5807. Yes, sir.
Okay, let me update that in our system and send that back out to you. So yeah,
Paul,
we are.
I'm interested, right?
Uh huh.
I'm interested, right? But I just when I say people been calling me ever since I got like an online presence or I started, like a lot of people call this number advertising for Yelp, Google.
Sure.
Because I got a Yelp account too, but the 250 sounds good, but you pretty much telling me. Your guys are going to put me on the front page and could give me calls, right?
That's the point. Yeah, it would be the local map. It would not be the Google Ads. We are trained and certified to do Google Ads. That was the whole premise behind the partnership program. I mean, Google does offer what's called AdWords Express, and it sounds fast and efficient, like Express Lane or Express Train. But it really refers to the fact that it's kind of an abbreviated version of a real Google ad campaign. There's no actual management of that campaign. It's kind of set it and forget it. You just tell Google where your service area is. They put together some pretty boilerplate type ads and away you go until your budget gets eaten up. Like I said, most business owners don't keep that service beyond 2 or 3 months, which is why Google started the partnership program. Google knows that when Google ads are managed by, you know, someone who's trained and certified to use the tools at our disposal, phrase match, broad match, exact match, negative keywords, site extensions, it gets you a better return on investment. It gets you a higher ad rank and a lower cost per click. So our clients that do Google ads through us see a much higher return on investment than they would if they try to manage it on their own, and they keep the service long term, which is of course Google's main goal and the whole reason behind the partnership program. Now that platinum package is what I'd be speaking about here. It's listed on our website at $5.99 a month, but I would drop that down to $2.49 just to, you know, kind of out of respect for your time and the you know, the fact that you've taken these phone calls before. So that package doesn't include Google Ads. Google Ads are, like I said, a minimum required ad spend of $300 a month because they're like $5 or $10 a click. There's still a huge benefit, though, to working with a Google partner, even if we're not doing Google Ads. We do still get our training and our updates for Google, you know, directly for local search engine optimization, which is where most people go. Most people skip those paid ads anyway. Facebook retargeting ads, though, or meta ads, they're like 20 or 22 cents per click. So there's $100 of Facebook ads in that $5.99 package. Even though I reduced the cost down to $2.49, I did not reduce the Facebook ads. Now, $100 of Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click, you know, 50 to 100 times less than a Google ad would cost you. So that's about 400 clicks in a month, and those are retargeting ads. Someone who does a search on Google or Bing will find your business pop up as an ad every time they go on their Facebook page. So it's a great way to reach out to more people. It is included in that package. Like I said, I would do $249 as an out-the-door cost. Even make it affordable with a landing page. I'm going to ask for an upgrade because I know a custom website would get you more phone calls here. That platinum package really just has that landing page, which is a one-page website. I'd like to get you the best website that we build for our clients. That's the My Site. or the custom website. I'm pretty sure I can get that upgraded for you at no cost. I've been with this company myself for over 11 years. I do have clients that have been with me from almost the beginning. As a company, though, we've got clients that have been with us longer than I have, 12, 14, 16 years. Like I said, we started in 2004. Now, it's month to month, but that reduced rate, while it is for a younger company, is not like a promotional rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. It really is more of like an assistance program just to make it affordable for younger companies, because we know that if we make it affordable enough for you to give it the opportunity to work for you, you're going to see results. You're going to want to keep the service long term. And that's actually how we've been able to keep our doors open. Your success is our success, and keeping our clients on board for the long term is how we've been able to be successful for almost 20 years. So it would be $249 as an out-the-door cost. I would even waive your setup fee just as an opportunity to get that going for you, get the website started, get your phone ringing. Of course, it's not the only listing that I have to fill today, so the sooner I can get this one off my plate, the sooner I can move on to some other things. Now, I mean, is that something you might want to try out, at least on a month-to-month basis?
I do, but quick question, though. What's the process of getting verified? Because...
Right. So just above the packages, so about halfway down below that blue tinted photo, you'll see where it says Google Ads Partner, and a box right below that says Google Partner. That is not just copy and pasted off of the internet. That's our actual badge of authenticity provided to us by Google. If anyone ever sends something like that to you but you can't click on it, that's a dead giveaway. You click on that box, it goes to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that we are a Google partner. And that does make all the difference in the world. We deal with Google's back-end team 5 days a week, all day long. So if you're having issues getting PIN verified and you're not the only one, sometimes it gets stuck in the video process. Sometimes we can still default to what Google used to do exclusively, which is just a PIN card verification. You know, they send you a 5-digit PIN. As long as you can receive that in the mail, they know that you're local to that area. You would get us the 5-digit PIN and we would verify it that way. If we have to do a video or phone verification, we can expedite that process with Google on the other end of it. So yeah, like a lot of times what I'm hearing lately is the video submission, it gets rejected and then you're just kind of stuck in limbo. You're asked to redo it and things like that. But we are, like I said, Google partners, and we work with Google's back-end team. So we can do things that business owners can't do on their own.
I got you.
And that would be the first thing that we do. Well, I mean, it's one of the first things that we do. We don't sit around and wait for that, because we know that, you know, it's on Google's timeline, and short of, you know, expediting it and getting the process started and facilitating it, we still have to do a lot more than that. So, you know, obviously we're going to create the content, the directory submissions that Google wants to see. We get the Facebook ads up and running right away. You know, obviously our job would be to get your phone ringing and earn your business even in that first month, being that it is month to month. Now, you've already got a website, which is perfect. You know, most business owners understand the importance of a website because it's a powerful conversion tool. It gives the people who see it the reasons to pick up the phone and call you, but it does only work when people see it. And most people don't go past the first page when they're looking for a service. So right now, I mean, if people don't know the name of your company, if they're not looking for you in particular, they're not likely to find your website. So this makes it a lot easier for people to find that website, even when they don't know the name of your company, especially when they don't know your company's name. They just go, they type in HVAC, they type in plumbing service, water heater install. I mean, you do quite a bit. So you're not, like I said, you're not going to be limited by how someone searches for you, as long as it's a service that you provide and they're in your service area. Now, Drew says roughly 40 miles for both residential and commercial. Do you have a preference of one over the other? Are you looking for a nice even mix?
I don't have a preference. It's an even mix, you know.
Damn.
Yeah, I do both. So like I said,
yeah,
and it's a team with three of us, HVAC and plumbing, you know.
Oh, perfect.
I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, so we can focus on both residential and commercial. As far as that 40 miles go, we can easily cover it. We don't just draw a big circle around you. We would be able to focus on specific cities, even specific zip codes, even neighborhoods where you most want to be found by both residential and commercial clients. If there are places outside of that 40 miles that you definitely want to go, just let us know. We can make sure that we're running ads there. If there are places even 10 miles away that you know you don't want to go, tell us that too. We don't run your ads there, so you're not getting phone calls from people in places you don't want to service. That way it's very targeted and a better use of your time. You're just getting phone calls from people that have seen your website and then decided to call you. You won't be the only company that pops up on the first page, and not everyone will decide to call you, but the ones that do call you will be because they saw your website. They saw something that they liked, and they're hoping that you're available. So it's a very high conversion rate with the calls that you get, and no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's just going to be that flat rate, that $249. Like I said, I waived that setup fee partly because you are a young company, but you also have a website, so we don't have to build a website for you.
Okay. You need to get that today. I need to be locked in today, right?
Well, we are filling the position today, so we are calling through the area. Like I said, Drew and a couple of others are assigned to this particular listing.
And this is for HVAC company in the area?
That's the main category, correct. But like I said, you're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase. That's the category that we're trying to fill, but we can promote you for any and all of the services that you provide.
Okay, and it's the month of month, so how quickly, well, I guess you couldn't put a time frame on this, but if I was to sign up today, how quickly would the return be on the investment? Like, you know, how quickly would it loan?
I can give you a pretty good estimate. So, like you said, obviously we're going to get you PIN verified first. And while we're getting you PIN verified, we're creating all the content that Google wants to see. We're getting your Facebook ads up and running as well. Now, the Facebook ads will work two ways. You will have those retargeting ads, like I said, when someone searches on Google or Bing and then they're on your Facebook page, they're going to see your ads pop up. And then also if they're in your service area, you'll have ads running. And if they don't click on it, it costs nothing. If they do click on it, it costs like 20 or 22 cents, but that's included in that $249, so you're not paying extra for that. Facebook ads, they want us to say 7 to 10 business days. That's usually when we have to build the website first, which takes us about 7 to 10 days. So you already have a website. So those Facebook ads are going to be up and running in the next couple of days. That can get your phone ringing even before you're PIN verified with Google. Now, it is month to month, like I said, so we definitely expect you to see the return on investment even in that first month. Of course, the second month is even better. Once we get everything all set up, your Google verified, the directories are created and indexed by Google, you're on that first page getting more phone calls. The second month, you'll see a higher return on investment, but we definitely want to make it affordable enough for you. I mean, the pricing, I think at $249, you know, you're not like a hair salon or a doggy walker, right? You don't need 15 jobs just to break even. I think one or two jobs that you weren't going to get otherwise, and you would expect that even in the first month, maybe second or third week coming in, right? We got to get everything set up first. But those Facebook ads really expedite the process, kind of like one hand washing the other. You get better results, and you see those results faster. We do fully expect you to see that return on investment pretty quickly here.
Okay, Paul. So what about currently, right now, I do not have a Facebook business page for
that's
the
okay.
business.
That's okay. Do you have a personal page?
I have a personal page, yeah. I do.
Okay. So we would create a business page for you, and you can manage it through your personal page. All the information, all the like the clicks and the impression share and things like that. Of course, it's going to list your business phone number so people are calling your phone number directly. But that's something that we do for our clients that don't have one. And then you mentioned Yelp. You know, Yelp is a directory that Google does index. And if you didn't already have one, we would have created a Yelp listing for you. Not that it's more important than any of the other directories, but it is one of the directories that people know. I mean, Facebook and Yelp, people are aware of those directories. We would have created a Yelp listing for you if you didn't already have one. You'd have what was called a community listing. It looks like you might be paying for an enhanced listing with Yelp. So you're paying for that, right? The Yelp page?
So you can see my Yelp page?
I did, yeah. I looked up your phone number and your business name. It popped right up.
Yeah. So I was paying like a monthly, like I think I was paying like $15 a day for ads to run and stuff like that. But it ain't really all that. You know, I got a few jobs off of it. Don't get me wrong. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yelp is great for like restaurants. I mean, restaurants, if people want to read reviews, see what other people are eating. You know, even for like a hair salon, a nail salon, something like that. But for service-based businesses, when you're going out to the customer, you know, most people just go straight to Google, or maybe they go to Bing. Now, we'll create the same content. We'll mirror the content on Bing. It's about 1 out of 10 people that will be choosing Bing over Google. Most of those people search on their smartphone. So we'll mirror the content on Bing as well. That does, of course, mean that you'll be able to get those phone calls also.
Okay. All right.
And it's month to month. You know, that means no contract, completely at will. You can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked or fees involved. If you end up getting more work than you can take on, you can pause the service. If you want to go on vacation, you can pause the service. When it's on pause, we don't take anything down, but we do pause the Facebook ads because obviously the $100 of Facebook ads comes out of that $249. So if everything's paused and we're not charging you, then we do pause the Facebook ads. But we don't take down any of the directory submissions. Your Google listing's still there. You can actually still get phone calls even when the service is paused. But it is like when you're riding a bicycle. You know, you get to a downhill, you can keep going for a while, but without us continuing to update and optimize things, after a few months, your placement would start to trickle off that first page. But staying on that first page ahead of your competitors, that's the whole name of the game. That's where most people go and where most buying decisions are made. Now, it does look like the phone number that we're speaking on, that's the number you want your customers to call, right, Reggie? That's the business phone number.
It's a business phone. I mean, it gets transferred to my personal phone.
It does. Okay. All right. So then it would also be a good number for us to use to reach you as well. And then the hhbondmechanical@gmail.com, that's a good email address for you?
Yes, it is.
Okay, perfect. Oh, I did see an address, but correct me if I'm wrong. Your business itself is service-based, meaning that you really only go out to the customer, right? No one comes to you. There's not a physical address you would want us to promote for your business online?
That's correct. I just have an office. That's my office, my shop.
The,
you know, my
8537 Edgeworth Drive?
That's correct.
Okay. So it's listed on your website with just the street address, well, the street itself, not the address itself, not the numbers. But if customers don't come to you, that's okay. Google expects it to be that way for service-based businesses. And if you're out in the field most days and there's no one there, they wouldn't want anybody to drive out there and knock on that door any more than you would, so that address would be hidden. And then, Reggie, Drew never got your last name.
I'm Harlan, Reggie Harlan, H-A-R-L-A-N.
Mr. Harlan, if you don't have any other questions for me, Reggie, there would be a couple of things that we would be doing here. The next thing would be to schedule a follow-up call with our technician. We call it our client interview, and it's really just like it sounds. One of our technicians will get a little bit more into detail with you about your services, your service area, verify information off of your website and information that I have here. We'll make sure that everything's Google compliant. Of course, we'll want to know if you've got a mission statement, motto, slogan, tagline, what's unique about your business, if you want us to stay skilled, knowledgeable, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We do take care of all of that in a follow-up call. We can schedule that for later today if you're available. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call, just the basic knowledge questions about your company. And then the other thing that I'm required to do here before I would get you off the phone is to read what's called a voice verification. Because we are Google partners, it is required. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service. that in this case we're waiving your setup fee, reducing the cost of the service, it would be that fixed flat rate of exactly $249. Now, I am required to read that voice verification before I get you off the phone. I can even read it before I ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we would process that $249, schedule that follow-up call for even later today. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair. When you say you have to fill this position today,
mm-hmm.
is it just in my area? I'm a little confused about that.
So we're calling through a 20-mile radius of you. That's we're allowed a little bit of overlap, okay? But we're calling through the zip codes that fall within a 20-mile radius of 20743. So that's the position that we're trying to fill. Of course, we can, with Facebook ads and everything else, we can target 75 miles out. We can target 100 miles out. We are allowed a little bit of overlap as far as the ads are concerned. But for the local listing itself, for that 20-mile radius, we can only work with one business at a time per area and industry. That's strict Google guidelines. So for the primary service of the category itself of HVAC, now that does mean that for some of the other services that you provide, we may be working with someone who is also in the same or a similar area, but for HVAC and for the category that we're filling now, we might have a plumber, for example, someone who just focuses on plumbing and doesn't do HVAC, but it is in our best interest to make sure that you're seeing the highest return on investment. Obviously, we're providing the service on a month-to-month basis. It's listed, this platinum package. If you add it up, it's $299 just for the one-time setup fee and then $599 a month. As it's listed on our website, that's $898 in the first month and $599 every month after that. Now, I did reduce the cost for a couple of reasons. You've got a website already. You are a young company. You know, you paid for Yelp and things like that. I just want to make it affordable for you. But to be quite honest with you, Reggie, that $249 doesn't cover our cost in that first month. So we're investing in your success at least as much as you are, meaning that it's probably still going to cost us about $600 in that first month just to create all the content, just the time, the resources. And in some cases, we do have to incur a direct cost for certain directories that are required by Google. So we don't break even in that first month. But your success is our success. And like I said, I wouldn't be offering it to you at a price below our cost if I didn't already know that you would be successful using that service.
Okay. I mean, the price is nice, though. You know what I'm saying?
You know, like I said, even at $599, and I do have clients that regularly pay that much, or maybe $349, you know, $499. $299 is what I usually offer. But, you know, just looking at the notes here, when it came across, I thought if I make it $249, you might just give it an opportunity to work for you. Like I said, I've been with the company myself for 11 years. My clients keep the service because it works. So I'm definitely willing to reduce it to that $249. It's actually, it's the new business rate with a friends and family, $50 discount on there. And that's every month, though. So it's $249. Like I said, it's not an introductory rate. Now, I've been with the company, like I said, for over 11 years. In that time, Reggie, we've raised our prices three times. You know, it happens every few years. And I don't know when it'll happen again or if it'll happen again, but it might. What I would tell you, though, is your price would never go up. That $249 would be the exact amount. If you can imagine, I've got clients that started, you know, 5-6 years ago, they're paying $199. I can't offer that price to you now, not for that platinum package, but as long as you keep the service, it would be exactly $249, no matter how long you keep it, even if it's years down the road and you still have it. Even if we raise our price, you'd still be at that reduced rate of $249. So like I said, I'm required to read that voice verification before I get you even off the phone here. I can read it before I ask you for that form of payment, and if everything still makes sense, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
So, quick question. That's fair. Everything is sounding good, whatever. So I pay $250, and let's say a month or two now from now, I don't get no calls. I'm just out of a couple hundred dollars, you think, or what?
Well, I mean, I can do a quick search here, and I'd have to search separately for HVAC and for plumber. I know they wouldn't cross-populate here, but, and you're going 40 miles out. So if I do a quick search, 40 miles, 20743 is the center of that 40-mile radius. It's populating, looks like 7, 8 of the most popular search phrases just for HVAC. Looks like 1,814 searches in the last 30 days. That's probably not 1,800 people searching one time. People search a couple of times, a couple of different ways. I'm definitely not telling you you're going to get 1,800 phone calls, but Google has been doing this for a long time. It always falls within the same margin of error, regardless of area, regardless of industry. The businesses that are on the first page get between 1% and 2% of the total number of searches for their services translating into direct phone calls. And this is just for HVAC and only 8 of the most popular search phrases. But 1,800, 1% would be 18, 2% would be 36. If we add a couple extras for the ones that people are still typing in that don't make it on this list, if we include, you know, the Facebook ads that you can get calls from, this is just for Google, Bing is about 1 out of 10. So you can expect a tenth of that, maybe 2, 4, 5 phone calls a month from someone who found you on Bing. And then I would think for plumbing, it would be pretty similar numbers, right? So you can double that too, since plumbing is a whole separate category, but services that you also provide. So if you're getting like 30, 40, 50 phone calls a month from someone who saw your website and then decided to call you, I mean, I think a modest conversion rate would have you being profitable. I can't, you know, get you jobs, right? But it's our job to make sure that your phone is ringing, and then it's your job to talk to those people. But with that number of phone calls, with that number of searches and the calls that you would be able to expect, I mean, I think even a modest conversion rate would more than offset the cost of that $249. I mean, like I said, it's our job to get your phone ringing, keep it ringing, earn your business 1 month at a time, and we are investing in your success. I mean, you said if you're not seeing any results in that first or second month, I mean, obviously you wouldn't want to keep the service if it wasn't working. But if we weren't getting your phone ringing, if we lost your business in that first or second month, it would cost my company money just because the time and the resources that we put into making it happen, we don't break even in that first or second month. So we definitely got to get your phone ringing. But like I said, we'll celebrate our 20th anniversary actually on December 17th of this year. So we've been pretty successful for a long time. When Google started their partnership program, we were one of the very first companies that became a Google partner. We had almost a dozen years of success and a track record even before that partnership program started. So no one can get you on the first page faster than a Google partner can. I definitely know that you'd see the results. Like I said, I'd be more than willing to waive your setup fee. And that setup fee is there to help us cover the cost of getting things set up. I mean, it goes directly towards paying for the people that are providing the service to get you on that first page, paying for the directory submissions that we have to create. So like I said, we're investing in the success of your business at least as much as you are when I reduce the cost down to $249.
Okay.
So let me do that voice verification for you. It's pretty straightforward, but you can stop me if you have a question, and if everything still makes sense at the end, we could move forward from there. Okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. I've got it pulled up now. It does read as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you." It says, "In order to ensure the accuracy of your potential order in this case, it says, please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online."
HH Bond Mechanical.
Okay. Is there an "and" in there? HH and Bond Mechanical is how it's listed on Yelp.
HH and Bond?
Yeah, with the ampersand between the HH and the Bond?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. And then it says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Reginald Harlan, and I'm part owner of the business.
Okay. And Reggie, as a part owner of the company, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Right.
Of course. And then, of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is month to month. And then it says, for the billing information that you would be using for our services if you chose to move forward here, Reggie, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. It is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are in fact able to contact you. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages, coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Right.
Perfect. Yeah, and as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. Then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it's month to month. The reason that we ask, though, is all the content that we'll be creating for your company. Of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is we'll always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Reggie, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that the information is always accurate. Now, Mr. Harlan, that's fair enough, right?
So once I sign up, what would you guys need from me, though? What would be the next procedure once I sign up?
Yeah, so like I said, we would do your client interview. We talk to you about how you want your business listed online. At that point, you'll have access to your tracking and reporting system. There's really not much more that you need to do on your end on a regular basis other than answer your phone. If there is anything extra that we needed, any additional pictures or anything like that. Like I said, we will expedite the process of getting you PIN verified. We might be able to do that without you if we need you to like verify something. If we need you to talk to Google with us on the other end of the line, we would set things up that way. But like I said, the next step would be to do your client interview.
All right, and you said if I click on Google, it should take me to the website, Google Workplace. When you're on the website, you tell me.
Our partnership badge in the middle of the link that I sent out to you. It's between that blue tinted photo and the SEO packages. It says Google Ads Partner, the box right there that says Google Partner. That's our badge of authenticity. It is provided to us by Google. It's an active clickable link that does go to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that we are Google partners. Now, the reason I was asking about that, letting us know if you're working with anybody else is conflicting information that might be out there, like different phone number, a slightly different business name, if there's an address that's not consistent with everything else, that can hurt your ranking. So we do what's called the NAPW audit, stands for name, address, phone number, and website. You said no one ever comes out to you, so we would make sure that the address is hidden. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that the information is always accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, with it being a month-to-month service, the setup fee is waived. I did reduce the cost of that down to $249. So this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that one-time setup fee, which I would waive altogether, would be charged today's date, the 10th of September, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. Mr. Harlan, that $249 is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. Like I said, it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. And it is an exact amount, so there's no hidden taxes or fees or surcharges. There's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you, so very straightforward pricing. Again, it's exactly $249. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories. The social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are also included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 10th of the month, and that same exact reduced rate, that $249, once again, that rate would never go up on you. As I mentioned, Reggie, it is a month-to-month service. It's offered completely at will, no contract, which means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or if necessary, Reggie, you can pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Harlan, all that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Reggie, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Harlan, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I understand and agree.
Okay, that actually does conclude the voice verification. I'm pulling up that client interview calendar now, and then that first payment of just $249, Reggie, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
It's going to be on a MasterCard, but if I continue the service, I'm going to change the card because
okay.
I don't have my
Yeah, you can do that. I'll just have this one down as a one-time payment then. And there's a couple of things that you can do if you want to update that in your client interview. You can do that. You can also access information. We call it your client dashboard because it's a lot more than just a tracking system. A lot of things you can do. You can print out invoices for tax purposes. Of course, advertising is a tax write-off. You can update that information on your own through your tracking system, or at any time you can give us a call and we'll update it for you. So for this one-time payment, you said it was a MasterCard. Is it Reggie, Reginald, any middle initial on that particular card?
No, it's just Reginald Harlan.
Okay. And that's 1G in Reginald?
Yeah, R-E-G-I-N-A-L-D.
Okay, and H-A-R-L-I-N. You said it was a MasterCard, Reggie. That should start with a 5, all MasterCards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
All right. So it's 5. First of all, I'm about to just sign up for you because I'm gonna just take a chance, man.
I appreciate that.
You know?
I appreciate the opportunity. You know, give us an opportunity to get that going for you. It's month to month for a good reason.
Yeah. All right. So 5425. 4301.
Yes, sir.
5051.
Okay.
7824.
And Reggie, the expiration month and year?
11/28.
11/2028. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
143.
143. So I've got 143, 143 on the back of the card, November or 11 of 2028 for the expiration. And then the card itself, was it 5425, 4301, 5051, 7824?
That's correct.
Does that bill at the 8537 Edgeworth Drive, 20743? Okay.
No, this is my book.
Okay. What is the billing address of that particular card?
Go 4213 Sandwich Circle, Waldorf, Maryland.
And the zip code?
20613.
20613. Okay. So in about a minute here, you're going...
I'm sorry. 20601. I apologize. 20601.
20601. 201, so 20601. So in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. If you've got a pen handy, though, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Oh, I got it.
Okay. So the toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's option one or extension one to reach client support. And you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern time. You can, of course, email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within that business day or the following business day if they receive the email either very late in the day or after hours. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, speaking of emails, for whatever reason, my system is not holding the hhbondmechanical@gmail.com. It's accurate. I'm just copying and pasting it off of the internet, right? hhbondmechanical@gmail.com. That's a good email address for you.
Yes, hhbondmechanical@gmail.com. Yes.
Okay. Sometimes our system doesn't save emails, or it tells me that it's an inaccurate email, or to please enter a valid email. Okay, that looks better. So, like I said, you're going to get that confirmation email in about a minute. You're also going to receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link, Reggie, by a direct text message. When you receive either the text or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. Now, before I do get to that, I did want to add just one more thing, an additional layer of protection or security here on your account. Just a simple question and answer. So if anyone calls us and tells us that they are with HH Bond Mechanical, even if it's you, Reggie, and we recognize your voice, we may from time to time ask you for the answer to the security question. And then this part is even more important, especially about a week from now, once we increase that online presence. If you start getting calls from anyone either claiming to be Google or even if they say that they're Local Splash, they'll need to know my name, first of all, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't give you that information basically right away, please just let them go. If anyone calls you and tells you you need to pay more money for your Google listing, that's obviously not us. Again, just let them go. The voice verification was already recorded and attached to your account as an added form of protection for you, and it clearly states that it bills once a month on the 10th for exactly $249 and never a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
I'll do the first pet name.
The first pet's name, and then what is the answer?
Lady.
Lady? Okay.
Yep, lady.
I got to type it in twice. Are all set and squared away there. And then for that follow-up call with our technician, like I said, we schedule by the hour. I could get you in at noon if you want. There's also 1 o'clock and 2. Then this afternoon there is a 4 or a 5. We are booked out at 6.
We can do a 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock? Okay. It's going to be scheduled from 4 o'clock until 5. Usually gets you right at or very near the very beginning part of that hour. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well. I may already be on a call, in which case they're just going to call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you. Now, did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now? Looks like the text message was sent. I'm going to have to resend it.
You got to send it to our phone, the 460 number.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. But I did update that in the system. So 460-5807 is where you should have gotten that text. I see your email address just won't stick. So there's something glitchy with that particular spot. So I'm going to have to send this email out to you by hand. Well, I'm just actually manually sending it through our automated system. You may end up getting both the emails, this one and the welcome email, sent out to you twice. I'm just making sure that you have it right now. So I've manually triggered it. Our system, like I said, for whatever reason, won't keep your email address in that box that's supposed to hold it and populate it everywhere else. But I see that happen every now and then. I'm going to alert our tech team as soon as I get off the phone here. But I did manually trigger that. You should have received it. Let me make sure I update my system. So it says local splash initial invoice. Do you see that one?
I probably did. I don't have one. That probably came through on the email. I wouldn't doubt it.
Okay. It's really straightforward. It is part of the process, though, and our technician can walk you through it at 4 o'clock if necessary, but it's just going to want you to click on a couple of different boxes, one that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card, the other one that you're allowing us to send SMS or text messages, then you just type in your name as it appears, which is your first and last name, just as it appears on the card, Reginald Harlan, and then you hit confirm signature. That actually allows us to do the initial NAPW audit and to start working directly with Google to expedite the process of the PIN verification. So it is an important step in the process. Now, you'll know that you're successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. Now, you don't have to go that far right away. In fact, if you did it today, it would tell you that we're still trying to set everything up. All right. Let me just make sure that the other emails get sent. It finally did capture and keep your email address in that box. Are you able to open up the email or not at this point?
Yeah, could you send it to another email, my personal email? I got access to that right away.
Okay, yeah. What's a better email for you then?
So it's R Harlan. So R H-A-R-L-A-N 513 at gmail.com.
Okay. All right. So R and then your last name, H-E-R-L-A-N.
I got to check my
513 at gmail.com. Let me just trigger that. Again, like I said, you may end up getting sent to the business email. I updated this. This is just for us to contact you regarding your account. It says the emails were sent, and I don't know if that's because I updated it to your new email or not, or if it sent them out to the business email. I have it in the system now. And again, I apologize if you end up getting this email more than once or even more than twice. You got the text. It's the one that says local splash initial invoice. Is that it?
Hold on, let me see what that is. I got both of them, the dashboard.
Okay. So if you've got the one, Now, that dashboard actually appears on the welcome email, too. But the one that we're looking for here is the one that says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here. Okay. Click on the click here. That blue click here is hyperlinked. And it goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about all the different services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Reggie, are you able to see that, sir?
Was it on the left-hand side? Say it again, on the left-hand side.
So if you click on the click here, it goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about all the different services. You can scroll through it. The first one is Google Business Profile Optimization. Just wanted to make sure that you've got eyes on the same email.
I say relevant ads and DBA Local Splash Terms and Conditions.
Okay. Is there a couple of boxes there that one says I agree to receive SMS messages to my phone and the other one that you certify you're the authorized holder and signer of the card?
Nah, I just take me back to your local website.
So
which one you want me to click? Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna send one to your personal email. And it's going to be the only one that I send right now to that personal email. But you should get that then to the rharlan513@gmail.com.
One second. Okay, I got that one. The access dashboard, Local Splash, it's like a receipt, and it's like access a dashboard.
Right.
No?
Yeah, are you able to see the two boxes there? Like, I think it's above the invoice, the body of it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see that?
Right, I got that. Yeah, I got that.
Okay, so if you click on the click here, it'll take you where you need to go.
Yeah, I agree to have, all that.
Yeah, so click on both of those boxes, one that you agree to receive SMS or text messages, the other that you're the authorized holder and signer. And then it's going to want you to click on the longer box that says please. And then it's going to be your name as it appears on the card. So it's Reginald Harlan.
Right, I got you.
And then once you have that, it's going to just ask you to confirm the signature. That's the orangish colored box.
Yeah, I did it.
Did it ask you for a username and a password at that point?
Yep.
Okay. You don't have to go that step. Like I said, it's just going to give you a message right now telling you that we're still trying to set everything up, but the automated system thinks you're trying to access your tracking system. In the next day or so, of course, we'll do your client interview first to create the content to track. You will receive by text and email both your username and a default password. Now, you can change that password if you like, but the username cannot be changed. And it's on the welcome email. Your username is your phone number. We've made it easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. Now, it's the business number. The 855-940-6230, that's going to be your username. Area code's included, but just numbers, no dashes, spaces, parentheses, nothing like that. The default password is NetVideo. You can change that once you're able to access your tracking system. Like I said, all of that information is on your welcome email. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. Again, we've got that follow-up call scheduled for 4 o'clock. At 3 o'clock, you're going to receive a reminder email through our automated system. And in a second here, I'm going to send you a calendar invite. That calendar invite is just for your records. Reggie, you don't have to respond to it, although many people do. Of course, there's no problem if you do. It's going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G, that just stands for Client Interview Conducted in English. And it's got actually your username, your name, and your phone number. But other than that, I do hope that I am in between phone calls. If I am in between phone calls when our technician calls you at 4, I'll be able to be on the very beginning part of that phone call just to say a quick hello to you, to introduce you to your technician and answer any questions you have before handing it over to them. Like I said, if I'm already on a call, they'll take care of you. They'll call you just the same. But I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. I'm excited to get that website in front of more people. Get your phone ringing. And, of course, earn your business 1 month at a time. I did also want to thank you for your kindness and your patience in taking this phone call.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, Reggie. I appreciate you, of course. And you prefer Reggie, right? Not Reginald?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yep,
Reggie, I've got it in the notes that you go by Reggie.